Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Nice to have you on, mate. We know how busy you are, so I'll throw you straight over to the boys and we'll get you off as soon as we can, Paul.
Yeah, Kevy, obviously it's been a distressing morning for you. Reports in the morning press from players who are complaining about some of your coaching methods. Were you shocked to see it?
I was, mate, yeah. Disappointed, firstly, and shocked. I don't believe it's true. I mean, I've got a great relationship. One of my key assets as a coach is my relationship, with people and particularly the players. I've got to say I don't agree with what's happening there. We may have some players here that are a little bit unhappy with the situation that they find themselves in. Matt Lodge and Tevita Pengai are both, unfortunately, because of our salary cap and where our roster is at, have both said that they can look for options at other clubs. So maybe, I'm not saying it was those two, but yeah, I just feel it's a bit unfair, to be honest.
Do you believe you know who the players were who spoke anonymously?
No, I haven't followed up too much, mate. I mean, I don't want to make it personal with any of the players. They've got 6 days off now. So when we get back together as a group, I'll address it then. If it is, I don't see a problem there, but I will obviously talk to the players about it, certainly, and bring it to a close. That's the important thing that we need to do is just be, keep things open and honest. And I'm a very approachable, as you guys all know, I'm certainly a very approachable person in any way. So, and I don't have all the answers for, all the time. So certainly appreciate the players want to come and see me, which they do regularly. We sort things out, mate.
So early on right now, where are your thoughts as far as how you deal with this and address this? And what do you say to the players when you finally get them back together?
Yeah, well, we've made some changes, as you know, from post-game on Thursday night. Given the situation that we find ourselves in after 15 rounds with just 3 wins, I felt something needed to change and effective immediately. So we unfortunately, 2 great staff members here, 2 really good people, have lost their jobs as a direct result of, where we sit, in the competition ladder. So that was a very stressful and emotional day for myself and the rest of the staff here to say goodbye to those guys. But I just felt that, if we keep doing what we're doing, nothing will change. And in my time here at the Broncos, it's been, 6 months, it's been a tough gig, I've got to say, but one that you have to expect, given that, where we finished last year in the Premiership table. From that squad last year, Jack Bird, Andrew McCulloch have left the squad. David Fifita has left the squad. And Katoni Staggs hasn't laced a boot on for us in the opening 15 rounds. So when you lose, particularly David Fifita and Andrew Katoni Staggs, that's 2 big losses for any side. And that's been the case for us this year. We haven't we've strung some strong performances together, but not consistent enough. And I just felt on Thursday night that we needed to make some changes effective immediately.
Even with those players missing, though, Kevy, a lot of people expected more out of the Broncos. I know you were expecting to make the finals this year, which now seems long odds. Halfway through the year, where has it gone wrong?
A couple of areas, mate. We haven't got our game style right, and that's, I take responsibility for that. Certainly, some of the key goals that we set each week, the targets sort of haven't been hit, and injuries have played their part as well. We haven't had Pat Carrigan for most of the year, as I said. Brodie Croft's been injured; he's been in and out of the side, and we've also been criticised with our halves, changing them all the time. Well, I've given everyone, just about everyone in the squad, we've used 32 players, so I've given everyone in the squad basically an opportunity to show us and show the club and show our fans, our sponsors, what they can do in the first grade arena. So everyone's been given an opportunity, basically. We've used more players than any other club. So, that's been a disappointing thing as well, where we sort of haven't got to a level like we played against Penrith. I'm not sure what round that was. That was earlier in the season. We took them all the way to nearly 80 minutes, and they got a late try and won the game. And then you see what happens last week, against South, which was, a poor performance, from all regards.
One of the criticisms, Kevy, you just alluded to there was the chopping and changing in the halves. Firstly, what are you trying to achieve there? And secondly, one of the criticisms is that you need consistency to be able to try and get together and put together some form, and that by the constant chopping and changing, you're not allowing the halves to find any consistency.
Yeah, well, at the moment, Kenny, we've only got two halfbacks available for us to play each weekend. That was Carmichael Hunt and Tyson Gamble. Both Brodie Croft and Anthony Milford both got knee injuries. Crofty might be back in a might be available for next round, but certainly Milford's still out for a period. Tom Dearden was our other half, and he was sold to the Cowboys, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. So the chopping and changing is a direct result, you know, of basically performances not being at a level where I think is sustainable. And I haven't sort of put a bloke in for a week and then pulled him out. I've given him a couple of opportunities to show what he can do. And in that period, obviously, it wasn't up to scratch. So if you keep doing the same thing over and over, nothing's going to change, Kenny. And that's the way I see it. I mean, I feel I've been extremely fair on that regard about giving players opportunities to come into the side and, you know, show us what they can do.
Kevy, can I ask, and I'll start by saying, you know, everybody on this program are all big supporters of yours, but these reports today and the fact that there are communication issues and that players are supposedly struggling with mixed messages, what's your response to that?
Again, mate, you know, which players are they? Which, you know, this is a camp that's probably not that happy given we're situated where we are. We're at the bottom of the table, so everyone's not happy. Let's get that out on the table first. And mixed messaging, I don't know where that's come from, mate, because, you know, I'm a good communicator and you guys know me on the panel. I'm always very open and very honest with around selections and around why players are in the side, why players are left out of the side. That's one of the, you know, the tough jobs that you find yourself in as an NRL coach is to tell a player that he's not in the side. But I feel that I've been really open and really honest and with my feedback to the players on why they're not in the side. So, yeah, I don't know where that's coming from, mate.
And is that why that they're upset? Like some of the senior players, Kevy, have been, you know, told to go find another club?
Well, that could be the case, Gordy. You know, I'm not entirely sure on that. And, you know, I've had some conversations, you know, just in the last couple of days with Pat Carrigan, with Payne Haas and Katoni Staggs, and they understand the situation that we find ourselves in. We need to change things. We need to change what we're doing, you know, how we're training, you know, why we're training, because obviously what we're doing at the moment is clearly not working for whatever reason. It just hasn't worked. So the players are on a break at the moment. When they come back, things will be totally different, you know, around the place, the way we prepare ourselves and the way we actually play as well.
Do you know, Kevy, like there was one thing that I read was about players and the social media, and they make their debuts. They're like, and I think I'm talking about Albert Kelly, and was it TC Rabadi?
Yeah, those two. Well, we've had four players debut this year.
Yeah,
or make their debuts for the Broncos. Albert Kelly, he was presented his jersey by his wife and kids here at the Broncos, at the captain's run. So I'm not sure where that information has come from. And TC Rabadi, since he's arrived here in Australia as a 15-year-old, has been living with a guy, Kieran, and he sort of mentored him through that period. And he was the one that came in, and it was quite emotional, actually, to see where TC's background has been, you know, in New Zealand. He came to Australia for a better life, and he's worked extremely hard to get himself into a position, and a lot of that work and support has been given by the people that took him in here in Australia, and those guys presented him with the jersey, you know, at Suncorp before the kickoff. So that was an emotional time as well. Selwyn Cobbo debuted. His parents are from Cherbourg. They flew to Sydney
for that one. Even Bretto was there. Like, I know that one.
And the other one was Kobe Hetherington, and Jason and his wife Kim flew to Sydney before the Roosters game to present him with his jersey. So, I'm not sure again where that information comes from, Gordy.
Kevy, you know, like it's strange, and like I'm one of your good mates, but I knew that last year Brisbane got the wooden spoon, and it hurt all of us. And then, as you said, there's no Dave Fifita, Katoni Staggs, Jack Bird, Darius Boyd. So the squad, I would say, isn't as strong, and I know that you got to turn it around.
Yeah.
It must be disappointing that people from within are trying to, you know, sort of sabotage a little
bit. Well, I think that's always probably going to be the case, Gordy. When, you know, I'm sure at all clubs there are players that aren't happy that they're not playing first grade, you know, whether it be the Storm who are flying, whether it's Penrith. I'm sure there's some players in their roster that think, well, you know, I'm not getting a go here. And there'd be a little bit of unrest. That was the same case through all of the years that I was here. Not everyone can play first grade, which means not everyone's happy. So when you're losing like we are, it just things just start to boil away and the tension. So part of my job is to try and ease that tension, and that's what, you know, I feel we have been doing. And we'll address it again when the players come back next Sunday when we begin our preparations for the Cronulla game. The beauty of next week is Katoni Staggs, you know, he'll be running out for the first time. We don't want to place a lot of pressure on Katoni either. We want to make his transition back into the side as smooth as possible. But I know the injection of Katoni with his the way he plays and his mentality and his drive to win will be a great asset for us, you know, to finish out the season.
Kevy, who's behind this campaign to oust you?
I don't know, mate. I don't know, Kenny.
Is it player managers, officials?
It could be a mixture of people, mate, you know. So I'm not sure. But I know that we'll get back to regroup, you know, when we come back next Sunday. We'll address what's going on, certainly. And those, you know, with again, we're trying to change the mentality of our players here as well. For it's been on the decline, let's face it, hasn't it, for the last, you know, three or 4 years. It was a grand final in 2015 that the Broncos played in, and since then there's been a gradual decline in our roster and also where we've been finishing, you know, on the table. So I guess we've hit rock bottom, and it's up to me and the rest of the staff here and the players to turn that around. And with that comes some strong decisions, some firm decisions around the culture of the place and what happens here, both in training and on the field. And that's my primary objective. Every decision that I make here at the club is about the club. It's not about Kevin Walters or any of our coaching staff or any of our players. It's about the club and wanting the club to get better. So whilst I'm here, I'll strive and continue. That's my focus, to do that. And if I get some speed bumps along the way and some hiccups, well, I'll deal with them, you know, as we go.
So are you clear in your head right now what will change when you come back after your break you're on now? And secondly, how hard will that be to implement?
Very clear on what we're going to do when the players come back. Certainly really firm picture, you know, in my mind, Kenny, as to how we need to go about things. And then it's just a matter of implementing it from a coaching and a performance point of view. So, yeah.
Can you give us an insight into what that is? What you're going to change?
The first thing is we're looking to try and, with our roster, see if we can get some players in to strengthen up the squad, because obviously, you know, we've got some players that are injured at the moment.
Okay. How meaty will that be then?
Well, we're working on the roster every day, mate. You know, just trying to shuffle the board around to get the right people, you know, in the organisation. And yeah, that's one thing. We've got some time. I'm not sure how many days until our next game, but we've got time there to implement that, as well as, you know, the way we prepare for our games. We've got a big preparation coming into the Sharks game, a full 8-day prep. So, you know, things will be different, mate. I can guarantee you that.
Kevy, on the roster, Matt Lodge is one player who today in the reports he has actually gone on the record. And he's obviously a player that you have been straight up with. You told him some time ago. You need a halfback. He's free to go because he's on big, big money on a long-term deal. And the club obviously needs to free up some funds. How quickly could that possibly happen, a Matt Lodge transfer to either the Warriors or Newcastle or whoever else might be interested?
Well, that's up to Matt Lodge, I suppose, and the Broncos board here to come up with it's a financial decision at the end of the day. So that's not a decision that I can make. I've made the decision, and I've sat down with Matt, and we've been very open and very honest with each other. I like what he's doing. Lodgy as a player, he's been great for us, one of our best players this year. But unfortunately, we need funds to strengthen up our spine. You know, we've bought Adam Reynolds for next year, so he'll play in the seven jumper. Obviously, Katoni Staggs is coming back this weekend, so he could be playing, you know, centre or 5-8. But we just need more funds to strengthen up, you know, our fullback position and possibly our nine as well. So, yeah, it just depends on who's available and who we can get.
Okay. And just finally, speaking of the board, you've got a new CEO. You know, the board have obviously been big supporters of yours over the course of the last 12 months. Everyone's aware that you were coming off a very low base. It's the first time that the Brisbane Broncos had ever got a wooden spoon last year. Are you comfortable, Kev, especially when, you know, no one likes seeing reports like what surfaced today hit the newspapers? You comfortable that you have got the necessary support and the right backing of the power brokers at the club?
Oh, well, certainly since I've noticed a big change since Dave walked into the building, you know, 4 weeks ago. It gave me great support and stability on the plan that I had, you know, for the Broncos moving forward. So he's been a real tower of strength for me personally and also the club. Yeah, mate, we're all in this together, and same with the players. We're in this together. We're up to round 15 and we've won three games. I think the club won three games last year. So we got 9 games left or 10 games left to make sure that we get something out of the season. And that's my plan. And I'm really, really confident we can execute that plan and finish the season off in a way that all of our fans and all of our sponsors, everyone can be happy with the back end of the season.
It's a big picture, Kevy. How long does this rebuild take?
Well, it took 5 years to get us, well, 6 years, Kenny, from after that 2015 grand final to put us in this position. So it's not going to be fixed overnight, mate. It's not going to be fixed in a year. It's going to take longer than that, depending on, again, a lot of it hinges around the roster and how quickly we can get, you know, players in those key positions and get them here and get them playing well.
Okay, so you lost out on Nicho Hynes. Who are you looking for to strengthen your spine next season?
For next season, we're still obviously open to suggestions. Not suggestions, but guys that we're looking at the moment. There's also a couple of guys in house here that we will give an opportunity to at the back end of the season to see where they fit in things. So yeah, it's something that we're still juggling balls there, Kenty.
All right, Kevy, good to catch up, mate. All the very best for the remainder of the season, mate. And thank you so much for your time, Kev.
No worries. Thank you.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.